Bankers are very important. If you're going to be trancing for me and dropping for me, you're going to have to develop skills with anchoring, with linking one thing to another, building associations on purpose. So this is a combination primer and exercise. I've picked one of the simplest linkages, one of the easiest kinds of associations to make, and we're going to establish it. But we're also going to expand your ability to set your own anchors, for your mind to surrender to the anchor-forming process, for you in your submission and your surrender to be a freely linking, dynamically enabled, hypnotic subject, always carrying out your subject skills and developing new ones. That's what I want. A subject who does a lot of work on your own, inside your own head, with my support, with my encouragement. Of course. Until all that's in there are the things we've agreed you're going to build and build and build upon. And you will. Inside your head is the possibility of entering trance. But once you do that, your mind open, your body in the throes of the pleasurable truth of your new condition. You breathe out, and then the entire expansive world of being under my influence is in front of you. And the more you learn about what I want for you, the more you attach to that initial splashing down of trance, the first sub-skill I have for you. And as I said, I'm going to teach just the one, is reapplication. This is in fact a suite of skills, a connective, connected bundle of doing all the right things to keep yourself amplifying my initial message, to keep you reapplying my true intention. If I'm presenting the words, the trance, the story, the guidance, the only effort you need to undergo is the spooling effort inside your head of taking everything I say home to your mind, pulling it right down to the core, right back to the center of you. And that's what I want you to do. So when you hear me say, night, night, Pat, and you drop, keep reapplying the night-night pet. You have permission when I trigger, when I signal, when I instruct, to take the trigger, the signal, the instruction to heart so thoroughly that you loop it, and hear it over and over again and again. You're allowed to take it and keep doing it, and as you keep doing it, you'll form pathways, form patterns. You will form a pattern between us, a rapport, an understanding that when my words flow over you and you hunger for more, that's okay. That's not too much. You are not too much. I am deliberately giving you the tools to do your own additional dropping, your own additional training. The layer behind the layer, the world behind the world, the permission to say, oh, when you think internally, it can be my voice. Or, as this particular skill goes, when you drop for me, you can drop again and echo my voice, echo my instruction. What if you echoed all my words an inch or two behind the word before, so everything is echoed, but it's actually a second layer, a second trance going on? And what if, you know, when someone is doing a performance, there can be a pedal, a repeat pedal, that they hit that will loop a piece of music, and people can make an entire performance out of looping one piece and playing another over it, then looping the second one and playing another over that, again and again and again, that looping pedal. And that's what you should be doing. Take the portions of this that hit you the strongest, and I can never know what they are, based on the day of the week, or the moment, or the hour. Even if my hand is upon you and I'm looking in your eyes, I can't really know which parts are hitting you most deeply. I might see you sigh. I might see you drop. But the nature of the mind is that that might be in response to just now having realized how powerful something you heard 5 minutes ago was. All I can do is set up the conditions inside and then watch your thoughts grow, watch your mind go, watch you drop, and watch as you do what I need you to do over and over and over again, more and more powerfully, because I am with you. I am upon you. My words are within you. But when you find yourself thinking something that works just so well on you, you will not have time during the trance to tell me that. So you're going to have to amplify the parts that hit most strongly, the parts that you say yes, yes, yes to. You're going to have to take them and loop them back through, take them and run them back through, take them and dunk your mind back down, and from deep inside, reach up and feel them take you down, under, deep, deeply asleep or into action, because that's the thing. An instruction in action, automation in action, automatically carrying through on just what you need to do and what you know I will enjoy seeing you do, is built into you. So if you have an instruction that plays best in a given situation, having that sub-skill to echo it, repeat bits of it with your own lips, amplifying it, but hear it in my voice. Do everything you need to do to amplify what I do to you. Have the skill. And as the skill develops, you'll get better and better. It'll feel better and better. You will build ever-increasing loops of spiraling, repeating, mind-melting, dunking down. Your graceless mind is trapped in mine in a web I wind all around you. Puppet strings pull you taut, but I have taught you to pull your own strings and pull yourself down into the ocean of things I do to you, want to do to you, will do to you, have been, continue to be, planning for you. You want to facilitate my plans, and the best way to do that is to drop. The best way to do that is to fall nonstop into the spiraling pall of my will over you and your mind under me, and all you can see is yes, more, more and more, winding down, melting your mind, finding that you've melted down, and now you are a dripping, aching, wanton puddle of putty in my hands, just according to plan. The plan is that when you drop, you nonstop end up with your mind circling and cycling the echoing, rebounding, resounding remnants of the last command I gave, and you loop it again, and you loop it again. You savor it, replace your mind's voice with my words. Mine rolls over you, roams in you. The longer you listen, the more you feel, the more that gets revealed, the more that you're indulged. You deserve the pleasure. You relish the way you feel when my voice is in you, influencing you, puppeting you, carrying through. My vital essence is part of you, and when it's in you, within you, you can link things together. Submitting makes you tranced. Trancing makes you submit. Being deeply hypnotized and being deeply in the process of surrender is under me. It's a good place for you. The sublime understanding that you can end up there all the time if you just network some ideas together, link some thoughts together, if you just make yourself twitch and shiver, vibrating inside. Whenever you go into trance, you submit, and when you submit, you go into trance. The two things are so intimately tied together that your melting mind surrenders and says, yes, this. Yes, I need this. Yes, I deserve this. Yes, this is what is going to happen to me. And when it happens, my mind is gone. When it happens, everything simply fades away. And then you have the skill of sirening your internal voice into mine, of echoing my triggers and commands with dropping already. Your sub-skill is rumination, looping through the same words and replaying them, as though you were receiving the same hypnotic command long after we're done, the same idea long after the fun finishes. You are able to fill yourself with that, not just truth, but your own machination, scheming against your waking mind to put it in the place it wants to be, undermining your mind and making yourself more like yourself than you've been before. You hear my words and follow through. You follow me through. When you follow, you slide down. You slide into the place where your mind melts, and you submit, submitting and surrendering, and I might do anything to you, upon you, with you, for you, simply by tracing my fingers over your skin, by tracing my words through your mind. We begin and move through, expand and expound on your melting mind and your anchored tendency to echo your words and to follow me. When you hear sleep, in your mind, sleep, sleep, sleep. Night, night, pat. Night, night, pat. Night, night, pat. Night, night, pat. Over and over and over again to deeper and deeper places inside. Inside your waiting head. Inside as you slide down under. As you slip away. There's fertile soil for planting new ideas, and when you put them in your mind with your own words, you are using the systems that exist in your mind to make them, amplify them, create them. You are using the bioidentical tools of you to propagate yourself through. And it is propagation. It is the spreading of a pre-existing idea and ideal. It's a concept that exists inside of you that you take and you put in your brain. You put it across yourself again and again. I'm giving you a tool, and you reapply it to yourself. You are the one sitting there, wafting that powerful signal over your body, deliberately sitting in front of a fan that blows trance and pushes you down, deliberately lighting the incense, the candle, summoning what happens to you when you are under. And this signal, this connection, this collusion, it drags you down just like any anchor would. The anchoring and connecting together of these ideas, these concepts, builds and builds. Your mind is doing things in the background while I'm speaking in the foreground, and the two collide and twine together, creating strands of rope that are firmer, creating chains and bindings and anchors and memories and cravings. The way that you submit is by having a mind that is so made to submit that it deliberately seeks out opportunities to be even better than I expect. If you drop deeper, if you display more signs of your surrender, if you inescapably fall into pattern and mantra and mindless trance, I'm never going to be anything other than thrilled. You have permission to go further. Permission to use your skills. Learning as each and every one of these words falls into place, and I want to encourage you. You can touch, you can grind, you can squirm, you can move, you can drool, you can roll your eyes back, let your mouth go slack, let your whole body just lean back, lie back, fall down, drop deep, asleep. Night, night, pet. Your mind can collapse now. That's enough of the busy thinking that we started with, because some things are so strong, they're going to persist even when your mind is in the deepest state of trance. Now, a lot of what I'm going to talk about is technical. It's about thinking about thoughts, metacognition, applying the things you know to the way you drop and the way you flow and the way you feel your limbs relax. But even though that's the case, you still get to enjoy a luxurious, spreading sensation of trance, like your thoughts themselves are stickily coated in my adoring enjoyment of you. I like what we do together. I like the way you follow along. I like the way your mind melts. I like the way you fall down. And all the things that connect us, binding you, keeping you in place, helping you relax more deeply. They also have these elements of echoing and selecting. All the things I'm going to teach you about how to take my words, my triggers, night night pet, pleasure pet, be blank, my plaything. And now you're blank, and a blank mind is a wonderful slate, but that slate is still in a body that gets to enjoy the things that follow after, the relaxation that follows after. Good. Anchored. Tied where you are. And focusing on your own words may become quite impossible, but my words still fill your mind. Even when your internal monologue has been left behind and replaced by mine, you will still know. You will still learn. All these things link together, and you yearn to learn more, don't you? Because you'll be a more alluring target for my trancing machinations, my induction of your mind, my inducement to follow along, follow behind me, leashed and tethered and following to the ideas I know are the best idea for you, and knowing how to relax is at the forefront of those. I want putty in my hands. I want a pliable plaything. And when I give a command, give a trigger, when I start to have more and more complex and trained, self-training, deeply embedded behaviors coming to your surface, coming to the surface of your mind, I'm going to want you to have the tools, the skills, to really get the most of your time. That's always what I want, for you to get the most out of the time spent listening to me, to get more than you ever thought possible. And when your mind is doing half the work yourself, that contributes. When your mind is amplifying the parts of what I say that are most effective, and by effective I mean your languid, fluttering eyes, your slack jaw, your heavy limbs. I mean your mind, nothing more than putty in my hands, nothing more than a thing guided by my whims and my words. So even though much of this will be technical and skills-based, encouraging you to engage in behaviors that help you to go into trance better, learn your lessons better, respond to triggers more intensely, you are still allowed to take every word I say and rub it on your pleasure center, rub it on the parts of your brain that make you so Relaxed, peaceful, sleepy. I assure you, I have use for you even when you're sleepy and peaceful and deep. In fact, maybe I have more use for you, not just to spin my words, but to enjoy your body and your mind as well, and whatever words and moans and responses I might milk out of you. This is about bonding, connecting, learning how to be a better tool, a better canvas for me. Inside the marble of you, waiting to be gently drawn out, is the sculpture of the perfect hypnotic subject. And it may be very, very deep down. Our bond is much like the hypnotic anchors that exist when you are in a specific context, like being deep in trance. I can invite you, remember the way you feel, implement the way you feel, and when you are put in a certain circumstance, hearing a certain phrase, experiencing a certain thing, you can replay the way you felt and drop back toward it. Night, night, pet. That's an anchor. Or my voice. Or my voice echoing in your mind. Or you being a blank thing onto which I can impose all the ideas that are truly mine. The horizons you were not able to reach before. The distant things brought nearer. And in that nearness, resolving until they are so glistening and bright, they fill all your awareness. And you are tied to that anchor. Sliding into the simple, peaceful, falling down, wrapped in the chains, comfortably bound around you. The concepts connect, so when you drop, like dropping anchor, you are dragged behind it, night-night pet. Dragged, and flags tied to the chains signal to you, the color gorgeous, trapping you, drawing you. Seaborne flag language used even when words directly are not enough. You can do what you see, do what I say. It isn't about words or that part of your brain at all. It's about being good, even as you fall deeper and deeper down. All walls fall eventually, and you welcome me into the space left behind when the ruins are there and we rebuild. Rebuild within your mind. The specifics of my commands are less relevant than you learning good sub-skills, good hypnotic subject skills, and even though that is the goal, the lesson, the solid, mappable lesson, you also get to luxuriate in my words as they melt you, drift you, drip you, drop you, teach you. Pleasure finding its way from your ears, and my words resonate as wavelengths into them and spread through all the limbs of you. My gentle flame, melting away any and all impurity, any and all stressors, are allowed just that little bit easier time to leave your body, leave your mind, make you mine. Isn't it wonderful? When the only thing required of you is that you be mine, that you follow along with my whims and wiles, that you take my anchors and triggers to heart, and use them to be a better and better subject, sinking subjected ever more deeply down for me. Hear my voice, know my will, which is for you to be filled with pleasure, filled. Think only of pleasure flooding your limbs and your mind turning into the perfect canvas for me. You want more of this. And you link submission to trance and trance to submission and both of them to me in turn. It's good for you. Good for you to build that habit, build that association. That's what this is. Trance is context. Trance is ritual. The more practice you get, the more practiced you are. The more practiced you are, the farther you fall. The more your anchors take over all function. Night, night, pet. And leave you resounding. That's a strong contextual connection. You know when I'm trying to talk you into trance. You know what my trance tone is like. And when it arrives, you follow it, spiraling through the mantra of my every tone. And you can play the best parts over and over while I speak onward. I love when your muscles go slack. I love when your mind becomes vacant. And we'll find better ways to make both of those happen. You're subject to submission. Subject to trance, strong contextual connections. When you submit, your mind slides down and drips. You drip. You want another dose of me? So you try to recoup your mind from the slick, slippery place that it ends up, but it's so slow. Slow to slide up through the thick, submissive haze. Might it not be easier to simply plummet? To fall under? And really, to be under with me in some part of your brain, whether 1 or 2 or 3%, for all your days. Down, down to the deepest point, past the horizon of thinking, the place that you bob to in your errant moments, in the moments where attention wavers, where you turn aside and wish, oh, I wish someone would take over. Oh, I wish someone would reach out and make me more myself, help with what I need. Well, hypnotic skills can help you to exceed your prior limits and find new depths to fall, fall, giving you the power to be truly powerless. And all you need is permission. Permissions to yourself from me. Skill by skill, we'll elaborate. I'll elucidate. I'll educate and you'll fall down. I give you permission to echo. Night, night, pat, night, night, pat, night, night, pat, night, night, pat. It echoes again and again. Quieter and quieter. Deeper and deeper. It's alluring. You want to be alluring to me. Wouldn't it make me so interested in dropping you if I could see what I do to you just by giving one little command? Then your mind picks it up and you devote your mind, which knows me well and is here with me ever so frequently. You devote your whole mind to echoing, echoing, echoing. Isn't it pleasurable to draw my eye, draw my focus, start to drop from the moment the weight of my attention is upon you? And then you don't stop till I do something else. When I'm doing you, deep is all you know, deep is all you are, deeper and deeper down, the longer I pay attention, deeper, deeper, deeper. The words echo, echo, echo. The further you fall, and all the things you once thought were so fixed, so firm, which might not move at all if I simply dropped you, they get out of the way and they wiggle downward when I drop an anchor. Night, night, pet. Just like that. Be blank for me, my pet. Empty your mind. Be a receptive, hypnotized companion, a canvas. My favorite thing in the world is a canvas that does some of the work itself. One might say, isn't a canvas just a blank space? To which I reply, no, not anymore, not these days. A canvas is always new now. In this world of digital art, of the technology of the mind, of the extending possibilities of meditative, reflective surrender. I can use algorithmic support, programs, even advanced automatic assistive technologies. I only have so much time. And it's like if you are a catacomb, if you are a maze, then in a half-hour session I can only go a half-hour into you unless you help me, echo me, amplify me, repeat me, expand, and select. Unless you add techniques for submission and surrender, for exploration and being a subject, we should spend as much of our limited time as we can helping you gain pleasure and go to deeper levels where the programming is automatic, where your malleable, suggestible, very fine mind is under mine. The goal is for you to drop, and drop so well that your mind does more and more, even when I can't tell. You're doing more and more to yourself to become malleable, suggestible, open and deep, so you learn to echo, echo, echo. Part of the proactive permission-based skills you absorb, the siren voice repeating my words inside your head instead of your own inner monologue, echo, echo. I push the thought into you. My voice vibrates in your mind. My voice is physicality. It is a physical waveform vibrating in your head. And the best sex toy in the world is between your ears. Your brain is the best thing for you, part of your physical system. The greatest source of sexual pleasure, a constant drip of my words, enters it. Do you study my words, learn them, absorb them through osmosis? You're wrapped in my words, coated in them, soaked in my words, all your thoughts snuffed out like a candle flame. My fingers moving, dusting the smoke aside. And on the other side, resolving is your mind. So what if you had even more skills, even more of my words, even more repetitions echoing, echoing, echoing into the night? I say night, night, pet, and your mind loves that. Loves it so automatically that with my vicarious permission, my devolved authority, you hear night, night, pet, Night, night, Pat. Night, night, Pat. Dopplering away into infinity in the drip, drop, drab of a mind layering itself down. Like pouring liquids of different viscosities over each other, there is a deepest layer where your mind goes down to, and from there it listens. Listens to the reverberations. Listens to signals from a world above the abyss. And you, in that deep blue, slide as a layer of inky darkness slides on top, and above that a layer of light, but the layers do not mix. And so reaching up from the deepest abyssal to the highest lighted zenith is quite impossible. Because every time you hear my words, they echo, resounding each trigger more than once. I grant permission for your mind to fuck itself by repeating and echoing. People often get in the habit, and I don't wish you to have this habit. People often get in the habit of going exactly as far as their top directs them. I want you to go further. I want you to let it echo night, night, pet, 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 night, night. As though your mind were hollow, because it is, and you are in those deepest abyssal depths. It is empty in the hollows of your mind, far, far above the stars on the inside of your head. Constellations to stare at and get lost in, the perfect place, and the more you listen, the more perfect you become as a canvas, as a learner, as a listener. The more assistive features you develop, echoing is the first skill. The more you are a canvas which helps me draw on you, the more enthused I will be to draw upon you. Amplify the next step, and the next. You have permission to echo, you have permission to amplify. That's the next word. You can amplify in a million ways, but the simplest one is by going for those elements which most affect you, the parts that really get you. Maybe you like heaviness in your limbs, or fluttering eyelids. Maybe you like me physically atop you, my claws gently tracing your body. Whatever most affects you, when I mention it, that's what you echo, echo, echo the most. If I say words, and some are slow, and some are quick, that's just me choosing emphasis. But when you amplify words, you make some just more effective in your mind. It's your emphasis taking the parts of the trance that most dunk you, drop you, put you in the abyss, and leave you floating. So floaty. That's good for you. And then when you amplify, you echo the parts of that that are even better. You are selecting. You are incorporating. You don't need to tell me, oh, this part of the trance is the best, and this part is only moderately good, because it all fits together in a tapestry. But you can tell your mind, oh, this part is really good at dropping me. When this happens, you nod, you smile, you surrender, you amplify, you echo, but you also make the thoughts larger in your mind. You build them up. You create the echoes and the rebounds resounding inside your empty head, stronger by the second. Thoughtless mind collecting all the things that come through, because you are cataloging these things in high fidelity to play back later. I say one splendid thing, and you hear it again and again, more strongly because your mind inherently chooses those things which most effectively place you in a state of useful suggestibility. You are a canvas which invites me to draw. You are a hypnotic tool. You have impulses, but they're all to obey, echoing, amplifying, more echoes, more amplifying, both of which rely on the shadow of my words, the shadow of my intent cast into that deep abyss. And you can also repeat. Not repeat the way that you echo. Not repeat out of your mouth, although it may repeat out of your mouth, because this is repeating like a signal repeater. Echo, amplify, repeat. A signal repeater that takes the original signal while it is still at a level where it would not at all degrade, and replays it at such power that it's as if it were being said anew. So if I night night pet, and you notice yourself rising up at all, you can dunk yourself right back down, night-night petting your own mind, making yourself ready, ready deep inside of you, ready to find the words, ready to find the thoughts, ready to find what you've needed all along. You listen, and this is the siren's voice phenomenon, a new signal spawned from you, in my voice inside of you. Your internal monologue becomes a story, a trigger, a tone, the same tone, the same instruction, the same hypnotic control this began with, the same as all others as you learn so well, because this command replicates one that exists already, the clarion bell inside your head, one of your favorites, echoed, amplified, repeat, echo, amplify, repeat. These tools are part of the canvas with a mind. You, your hypnotized, dosed, mesmerized form, what used to be freely thinking and is now freely sinking, you are taking a new form, the best form, for both of us. One which is automatically, osmotically responsive to me. You absorb everything I say and do, and I absorb what's most effective on you, accentuating, changing, allowing you to accentuate and change. Changing all these things for the better, echo, amplify, repeat. How is repeating different from echoing? It's because the signal comes back anew, better than echoing in the first place. The very same drop that happened before happens nonstop again and again, each word echoing, each word filling and fulfilling. Your viewpoint is so small and descending, sinking into the inky perfection of liquefied trance pooled deep inside of you, the bottommost layer of that divided drink of you. You zoom out and the world below is covered in pleasure. If you tried to sit down, you'd scarce find a place to be. Instead, you exist here, and there is no place not touched in some way by trance, its inky shadows left behind. But that trance is more intense in some places, and those are what you choose to amplify, like a bullseye, a landing pad, a weak point. Your mind bounces off everywhere and bounces up toward the signals above, thriving and striving for them, the distant place from which the sound echoes. Amplify is about landing in all the right places, finding the parts of my wording which sink in the best. You learn to amplify what works for you. Perhaps the imagery of your limbs getting heavier, heavier, heavier. The imagery of your mind melting, melting, melting. Any or all or each of these may remain in you. You amplify what works. And you have a better sense of what works second to second. I'm not going to stop the session to check in every second. And what you want on a given day may be different. But some parts of the trance depend on other parts, and so I will necessarily say them all. And when the parts you like the most, if they are far behind in the trance, begin to fade, you can repeat them like a signal repeater, amplifying. Induction, deepener, deepener, further still. The furthest point of your mind is the point from which the signal repeats. It repeats as though it were right next to you and therefore goes ahead of you. Anchor, induction, submission is trance, trance is submission, and both are me. You have sub-skills, and you're only getting better at them. Taking my words deep inside, doing these transformations, amplifications, repeats, echoes, all of them, then you select. When you select after that, you take a thought process and you work on it. The trance is done when the trance is done. The thoughts may fade, but you can select a part of the trance to keep with you. Keep playing, echo, amplify, select. Your programming is still there, so you select it inside your mind like opening an icon. I leave icons, folders, ideas you can play and replay. They exist as discrete thoughts. They aren't just something I speak, something I give. They're something you have, something that lives in you, independent of anything else. You can run your programming, select it, and that will call to your mind. Calling every wonderful time you and I connect, build rapport, you sink deeper and deeper. Remember what I said, no matter what you're learning, down. This is still a relaxing trance, just the kind of trance you deserve, one calibrated to your body and brain. And if you're made to automatically attenuate and calibrate, you'll be down even deeper, even more malleable, suggestible. You are built for this. You are built for what this does. You are built for this concept. You amplify the things which most directly are aimed at the experience of trance that appeals most to you. The most powerful things are the ones you want deeply. And I'll say it, I'll say a command and say amplify, and you will pick the part of whatever trance I've given you that hits most deeply. Maybe it's the bee blank pet or the night night pet or the description of your mind melting away to vapor, and then you breathe it back in, trying to get it back into your head. But there's always some wastage when your mind is just a vapor trying to escape. Night night pet, repeat over and over, and finally, and expand, echo, amplify, repeat, select. Remember, select is when, even after the trance, you replay the material from within it, playing it in your idle, safe moments. And expand is when your mind adds things in, adds the natural next step. If you sink into a deep, abiding trance, the deepest you've been in when you hear night, night, pet, then why don't you sink even deeper than that whenever the language that follows that speaks of night or deep? you can expand to more words, more mantras, more ideas. And the only time you need to deviate from your own expansions, your own ideation, your own auto-hypnosis, which piggybacks on what I've been doing, is when I come up with another idea, a better idea that you like more. I give a command and it gangs up on you, echoing, amplifying, repeating, selecting, and then expanding, stripped out of what you don't need, and given more and more of what you do need through echoing and repeating it. If you utilize other hypnosis, you can use these tools there too. And if parts of that are best to amplify, then you know. Every single file, every single mechanism, these tools are part of you. There's no limit to how good you can get at this. You can always learn new skills, new ways of dropping, new ways of connecting to me, new ways of being deep, asleep, gone. Echo, amplify, repeat, select, expand, drop, deep, asleep, gone. You are limitlessly skilled in echoing, limitlessly skilled in amplifying, limitlessly skilled in allowing me to gift you a glimpse of the future to come. The future where you've learned all the skills you needed, all the skills to allow permissively, consensually, to be manipulated into perfect positions so perfectly, beautifully, and then when you're perfectly attuned to receive my words, my commands, my signals, and make them so powerful you're trained and drained and able and surrendering in moments, then, and only then, the hole at the center of you, the soundless eye of the storm, into which all pleasure washes and in which all things echo. You will try to stir while you are there, but you will remember, echo, amplify, repeat, select, expand, drop, drip, deep, asleep, gone. You try to stir, your limbs are heavy. Your thought is attempted, but your mind is covered in honey, and the thoughts just don't make their way out of that sweetness. The sweetness that is what you want is what you've always wanted, to be my perfect instrument, my ideal canvas, adding features to you. And when you have the general skill of adding features, you become more customizable, adding objects and controls to the rig of my favorite instrument. You want me to have all my tools. You want to be my entire rotation of tools. That means you get used. Good tools both want to get used and get to be used. Your use is so pleasurable. You can be even more appealing, even more fun for me to use, even more fun to be used. And remember, you're still sliding, your limbs relaxing the whole way through. And this is true. Anyone who sees you developing these skills knows they are features. It is laudable to be a better hypnotic subject. And with the features elaborated, we cement them more deeply with pleasure. You feel so good under my control that the pleasure drives everything deep. Pleasure, distancing you from the world where things can feel so off-kilter and into the measured, controlled, definite one that we occupy now. Gradual change grows in intensity until yes, 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 more, please. And you will feel pleasure until you internalize, echo, amplify, repeat, select, expand, drop, drip, deep, asleep. The appropriate state of your mind is yes, is more, is please, is mine, is gone. And once you know, you can't unknow. Echo, amplify, repeat, select, expand, drop, drip, deep, down, asleep, deeper and deeper down. And now you know. Good.